Okay, so what's the first topic for discussion now, Verity?
Well, seeing as I'm the oldest man on the island now,
that's pretty good.
I can remember back to the time whenever we used to have to take our cattle out and sell them at the fair, whatever we could get for them just. And you went out there and you were met by a whole host of dealers. And every man jack of them was out there to buy your animal for less than what it was worth and sell it for more than what it was worth. Now, there were a whole generation of cattle dealers. And my father could have been described as a farmer come cattle dealer, so I couldn't say a wild and bad about them. But they robbed their mother, and he won them. Their maxim was, where where there's plenty, take plenty, and where there's little, take all. That meant if they got an old water woman or something, yeah. Robbed it. But anyway, I can remember back that far, and I can remember my father, a very odd time, I would have got out along with my father. But it was a very odd time ever I got tagging along. But my father, these men, went about in pairs. There never was one dealer ever tagged a farmer to buy an animal off him. There was always two. And those men went about in pairs, and they formed a relationship in some cases which to last a wee lifetime. And their names became linked. They were like Bobby and Mickey and Jimmy and Tommy and Boyd and Eddie. Now, Boyd was my father,
right.
And Eddie was a one kind of man. And they peddled and dealt their lifetime. But this particular day, Eddie was indisposed. And my father had to pile up for the day where another man was known as Old Pat. Now, you probably know how pretty Old Pat too.
That's right.
He wasn't that old, but he had a son, and he called him Pat. And then from that on, it was Old Pat and Young Pat. But anyway, I was getting tagging along this day, and we're out in Mulford at the fair. And Old Pat specialised in buying black heifers. He would have bought any black heifer at a fair that suited him. He would have bought her and he'd taken her home, and he would have kept them at home till he got maybe 20 or 25. And he would have drove the whole thing into Derry up the Stan Road, put them in the Scotch boat, and there were a man in Scotland then that took control of them. But anyway, they landed in Mulford, and I was tagging along behind, and right away they started to buy a black heifer, a man whose name was McGeatigan. And now McGeatigan was a fair match for them, and he kept them going for a long time. While these deals were taking place, there was always a crowd gathered around for to hear what was going on. And the dealers hated them like poison, they called them gapers. But there wasn't much they could do about it. But what they did do, always, the final price of the animal had to be kept secret. By hook or by crook, the final price had to be kept secret. As long as there were 9 or 10 pound of difference between them, it wasn't so much odds. But whenever it came to the final crack of the whip, it had to be kept secret. In this case, between my father and Old Pat, the deal was closed and there weren't a man standing about, but it went to some 4 or 5 pound, the final price of the heifer. One man there, and he just couldn't control his curiosity any longer, he might step up to Old Pat, and he says, "Tell me, sir," he says, "what did you give me getting for the heifer?" Old Pat just laughed at him. And he says, now lad, you know I couldn't tell you that. I couldn't tell you that at all." And the man says, "Why could you not tell me?" "Well, Old Pat says the reason for that," he says, "goes back a long time. It goes back," he says, "to the night I was born." He says, "my mother was in the bed, I was being expected. The midwife was there, and previously the neighbours had gathered in, and eventually nature took its course, and I was delivered. And the midwife taught me to do whatever it is to do
where a newborn were. And my mother speaks up for the bed and says, "You, what have we got?" And the midwife says, "It's a wee boy." And my mother says, "I say, all right." There was what they would have called a kind of a pregnant pause before the midwife answered. And she answered in a kind of a non-committal tone of voice. And she says, "Aye," she says, "it's all right." But she had planted a seed of doubt in my mother's mind. And just with that, my father came into the room. And my mother called her, "Jimmy, Jimmy, what's wrong with the wind? Is there anything wrong with the wind?" And the midwife turned round to my mother and her looking across and said, "The wind's all right. He just is the one wee fast," she says. "He's very big in the mouth, but for them to keep it close, that'll never do my damn bit of harm." That's what your man got for asking. Oh, there were a whole spin, a whole generation of. And then whenever they came to Auction Marsh, started to take over, the dealers that to begin with fought back. And it was for long and long. If you wanted to take an animal to sell it down at Cairnmert, you had to get the guard to convey you down. The dealers would have gathered on you. And some of the boys from about Damon's Country went pretty far behind, but not the man you're thinking on, right?